On the Clarzy, Matt and Kimber catch up. Kimber finally got one back in the surprise quiz. It was a cheat, obviously.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
What would life be like if you were stranded on a raft with me?
Oh, I'm swimming.
Truly terrible. And what really scares people at Halloween?
You can never have too much Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, but you're probably paying way too much for gas. So switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Oh, it's Halloween. The night when all the souls come out to play.
Trick or treat. It's the night when all those fun-sized chocolate packs that I bought thinking I'm going to give them to little kids, yes, when really all I'm going to do is shut myself in the house, not answer the door, and then eat them all tomorrow.
Well, it's not cheese. You're allowed to.
You'll look like a pumpkin in no time.
It's too easy to do. You always have the best intentions in case kids come knocking.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I don't know, it's scary to open the door.
Well, yeah, and not just on Halloween either.
Yeah, it's scary to open the door when someone's knocking.
Well, it's, you know, and we do love as human beings, you know, we've always told stories around campfires, trying to scare each other. I've been doing my best for my girlfriend's little girl. She, when I'm there at her bedtime, I've been telling stories. And trying to do, you know.
Trying to scare her.
Well, yeah, she loves it. So I've been doing stories about the scary piece of broccoli and stuff like that. I don't think it's working, but I'm doing my best.
You're probably scaring yourself.
Well, it depends how easily scared she is. I mean, I was quite a scared. I wouldn't say I was a scared kid. There's not much, but I used to be scared of stupid things, like really scared of roller coasters.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, you know, really, like my bigger sister, she was the brave one. So she wanted to go on all of the rides and do all that stuff. And I just wanted to sit on the sideline and watch because I was terrified of roller coasters right up until I was about maybe 28. And I went on my first one.
Right.
I've heard a recording of you going in your first one. That was a radio station you were at.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had to go because I was working at a radio station and they forced me to do it.
Yeah.
And I lined up at the Dreamworld on the Gold Coast for an hour to get on the Superman ride. Yep. And I loved it.
Yeah. Did it feel like about 7 hours of lining up though?
It did. It felt like a long time. But I can't believe I was scared of it.
I can freak myself out so easily. You know, when we get up for work early in the morning, if it's one of those really, really still or really, really windy mornings, just the walk out to the car, I've got my eyes open.
Yeah, of course.
I keep feeling like there's something wrong here. It's either a little too quiet or a little too windy.
It's good to be aware. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I remember, I reckon, about 12 months ago, I was driving home one day. I was listening to a podcast about the afterlife and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. So I started thinking, like overthinking about the energy of those who've passed, right?
Yeah.
I got home and the house was completely empty. Laurie was away. And our front doors, not the security door, but the other doors were open.
Oh,
the only person to be in the house was my son, Sam. And I rang Sam the next day. I said, oh, you must have unlocked the front door. No, Dad. No, I haven't been near the front door. I didn't go to the front of the house. But you can spook yourself out really easily.
Oh, the idea of my dead relatives looking down on me when I'm alone at home scares the hell out of me. Yeah.
Son, your security's not good enough.
You've shamed the family.
I still don't know how that door opened.
Oh, I like it though when you can look back and say, I can't believe I was scared by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like then, because then you feel a bit braver and a bit stronger by then. But give us a call actually, 13 33 53, and tell us what you can't believe you were scared by. Like it could have been something so small, but looking back.
I'm sure that surfing champ come singer-songwriter Jack Johnson was scared by some big waves in Hawaii in his time.
I bet.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We're talking about the things that scare you that you can't really believe you're scared by.
Well, I saw here that 7% of men are absolutely terrified of a robot uprising and some dread real Sharknadoes.
Oh, no.
No, I get it. I'm terribly afraid of octopi or octopus.
Well, 1.5% of people are afraid of a dolphin uprising.
Yeah, look, the octopus are the ones you got to worry about. They're our dark overlords.
Your octopi.
They are terrible. Rose is in Fremantle. Rose, what are you surprised that you're quite scared by?
I was quite scared for a long time of the glass walkway in the WA Museum in Northbridge. So the glass walkway, which is one level up, and it's only like 20 metres, maybe not even in length. I physically could not force myself to walk across that glass walkway. So it's probably more pathetic, really, than scary, but for my part.
You're in a place of no judgment, Rose.
No, if you're genuinely scared, you're scared. Is it because you just can't stand to see below you?
Oh, absolutely. It's not natural.
Hey, Rose, what do you like when you look on YouTube and you see those very, very high buildings and they have the glass walkways and you see people absolutely freaking out at 80 stories up?
Oh, I just want to vomit.
Right.
And if I see people leaning against a glass balustrade in an office building, like there's a, you know, over the foyer or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to physically grab them and pull them away from the edge.
Yeah.
But I eventually did force myself to cross that walkway after seeing my kids do it multiple times.
Yep.
And realizing I kind of needed to, you know, warm up. So I just kind of scrunched my eyes so I couldn't really see what was around me and just, yeah, very fast paced, scrunched eyes, crossed over and I was done. But
okay, so have you done it since? Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, it's not yes. my favourite thing, but I can do it. And then I thought that I was scared of heights, but actually, no, I'm not scared of heights. I'm just scared of falling from heights.
Okay.
Yes, they're
irrational fears in so many ways, yeah, but I'm pretty much the same.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing like the pressures of parental responsibilities to get you through fears. Mm. Like, I better follow my children here. Yeah. You know, like,
when the kids were little, going up the DNA Tower in Kings Park, they used to bolt up it. Yeah. I'd go up step by step really slowly, not good with heights. I'm like you, Rose. You're all good.
It's all right, Rose.
I can do that tower if I go on the inside.
Yes.
Like, I can't hang over the edge.
Yes, yeah.
But if I cling, and I mean cling, hang to the inside rails.
And kids have no fear.
We understand. Thanks, Rose.
Well done, Rose.
We'll go to Yanjibup. Em, good morning. What were you surprised you were frightened by?
It's actually my sister. Yeah. She's got an absolutely irrational fear of a fly swat.
Any fly swat? Like
my... Yeah, my nan, when we were kids, had a fly swat that was like cross-stitch with wool.
Yeah.
So it had a face on it and it had two plaits. So I think she bought it at like a school fair or something.
Yeah.
And to this day, my nan and my sister both say that she was never hit with it. She was never tormented with it, nothing. But if you go near my sister, she's 34 now, with a fly swat, she will bolt. She will be the fastest person in the room.
But it's part of it because they're super disgusting. Because if anyone picks a fly swat up around me, I'm like, you know, they have had dead insects all over them.
I don't even think it was ever used.
But it's got a face on it, for God's sake. I mean, it's an instrument of death.
And
of
hair.
Course it's scary. I'm there.
So it was dressed up a bit like a doll, Em. Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, yeah, it's just, I remember it as a kid, but I just remember, you know, playing with it as a doll, not actually.
Yeah. Terrifying, sister. Of it.
Thanks, Em.
We like that one. Happy Halloween.
It's your sister's Achilles heel right there.
Yeah.
Em, have yourself a good day.
Ever get the feeling the world could be a better place but don't know how to do anything about it? I'm Amanda Tattersall. If you want to change the world, my Podcast One series, Changemakers, is the one for you. Stories from around the world that show change is possible and give you tips to help make it happen. Stories of people who've been shot at, jailed and threatened with life behind bars simply because they want the world to be a better place. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Now, I've not been able to stop thinking about this story, right? It came out a couple of days ago, and I'm sure many of you saw it. So two women, Jennifer Appel and Tasha Fubia, and their dogs were rescued on their yacht after 5 months at sea, okay, because they lost their engine, they lost their mainsail, and they were stuck adrift in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for 5 months.
It had to be a month journey, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they were sailing from Hawaii to Tahiti.
Yes.
Which sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Remember that Cousins ad when we were kids?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Kimber?
No, I don't know.
So it was for Cousins soap. At one point, that was considered to be the creme de la creme of soap.
Yeah.
Right? And so they were in, there was a couple in a spa bath, and she's going through a brochure or something, and she goes, "Tahiti looks nice." And then he picks up a phone and goes, "James, Tahiti." And then it cuts to the outside shot and they've got like their own plane.
Oh, right.
And they're flying to Tahiti. So these two women were sailing with their two dogs from Hawaii to Tahiti. So that's a trip of 4,345 kilometres.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, you're adrift.
Yeah.
You're adrift. So they had a water purifier and they survived on oats and pasta.
Oh, wow. All You'd right. never eat it again.
Oh, man, I have the same muesli bar every day and I'm just about ready to call it a day on that.
But there was that incredible footage of one of the women on the side of the boat after 5 months going, come.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that she's got her arms out.
Absolutely. And, of course, you're thinking, oh, what about fish? But as I've only just realised in the middle of the ocean, there's nothing. It's like a desert.
Yeah, right.
There's no fish. They hang out in the shallows.
Yeah, all the fish are right down the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. And the boat got attacked by sharks who are hungry because there's no fish. They sent out 98 days of consecutive distress signals. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it just made me think, and they were getting depressed and they say their dogs really helped.
Oh,
and
I
thought, what if I was stuck on a boat with you guys? You know, like eventually you'd start going crazy. I'd do something that would just annoy the hell out of you, I'm sure.
Well, the thing is too with you, you're like 110% or nothing.
That's right.
So you'd either be like, guys, I've got a plan. Let's do this. Or you'd just give up entirely.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I am.
Let's start paddling with my thongs.
And, of course, we know how much Kimber hates me eating a banana.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what I look like when I eat dry pasta and oatmeal.
But the bananas wouldn't last long on the boat.
No.
They'd be gone in a few days and then they'd be brown.
That's it. And how would we pass the time, like doing surprise quizzes?
The same way we pass the time on this show, rubbish at each other.
You haven't got many annoying habits, but I'm thinking maybe every day if you do what you do around here, which I pick on you about, and that is...
vocal warm-ups.
After all those years doing musical theatre, the vocal warm-ups, and I hear you at 5:45.
I know. Well, if Kimber and I were stuck on a boat together, I know what would happen, right?
Yeah.
So we would fall in love, right?
Oh, dear.
And we'd fight our passion for a while,
yeah,
and then finally one night we'd do it. And then the next morning I'd ruin it by suggesting that we see other people.
Yeah, but there's only a problem. I'm the only other one on the boat.
Matt's World. Claire's Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Beautiful day in our city. It's just gone 12 tonight. A beautiful day for one of these.
No! Okay.
The old surprise quiz.
All right.
Matt versus Kimber. Honestly, I've been sitting here, especially with you, Matt, like playing the game for the last 10 minutes, going, mate, do you want me to bring in this next subject? And you're going, oh, it's better if Kimber starts this one. And it's just hilarious.
All right. No. Like last time we played surprise quiz.
Yeah.
Because Matt's beating me so well, I've been a bit defeated by it. And so today, change of attitude.
Oh, honestly, okay. You're
ready
up.
To go.
Since you gave up the cheese, you're a different woman.
You're up for it.
Yeah.
No, she hasn't yet. It's tomorrow.
Oh, right. Tomorrow's when it kicks in. I'm going to be a horrible person.
Current score check in the surprise quiz for these two. Matt is 10, Kimber 5. It's a bath at the moment.
It's good to be the king.
Jeez.
Yeah. So we ready to go with a surprise quiz.
Let's do it.
At 11 tonight. Oh, Kimber, what your attitude?
I've got, all right. This game on.
Hope you were listening earlier. Question one, you two. Okay, settle down. Which restaurant took out the top of the world at last night's Good Food and Wine Awards?
Hungry Jack's.
Food Guide Awards.
Not Wise Winery.
Oh, the Wildflower.
Oh, Maddie has a word.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
It goes in. I don't know where it gets stored, but it goes
Wildflower
in.
Wildflower in the city.
No,
well done.
He's just a much more competitive man than
me. Score check. Matt won. Kimber, not competitive. Question two. What does Jared from The Bachelorette do for a job?
He's a winemaker.
Oh, dear. Kimber.
Is there a theme here?
The theme is that Matt's spanking you again. Matt 2, Kimber yet to score. Question 3, Julie Bishop is our acting PM this week, but which WA electorate does she represent? We could be sitting here for a while with this one.
Look.
Think of an electorate.
Stirling.
No. Sorry. Kimber,
you got a free
shot here.
I actually don't know.
Give her
a clue. Let's go Coburn.
You're going Coburn.
Coburn.
Sorry.
What do you mean Coburn?
Not even I would have said Coburn.
The electorate of Curtin.
Curtin.
Question 4. So it's Matt 2, Kimber Zip. What TV show launched on Channel 9 last night to replace The Block?
The Family Food Fight.
Oh, yay. Kimber's on the scoreboard. Kimber 1, Matt 2. Question 5. A watch sold for a record $17.8 million this week. Who was the former owner of said watch?
Oh, jeez, I know this one.
Come on. Famous person. Come on. No longer with us.
No. Oh, no longer with us? Mm. Oh, that doesn't really wind it down.
Nah, it's
no,
left
I haven't
me.
Got it?
It's left
John
me.
Lennon.
Nah, it's not John Lennon. Sorry about
what
it.
What an idiot. Paul Newman.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh, sorry. That was after the buzzer, technically. So
no, that was your wrong symbol.
That's a real
your
buzzer.
That was the buzzer for
the
you being
score
wrong.
As we go to a tiebreak, Matt,
God,
is
see,
Matt...
See, my brain's all right. It's just slow.
Matt 2, Kimba 2. Tiebreak, closest to the pin. We ready?
Yeah.
So you both get a crack at it. How old is Bert Newton?
81.
Okay, Matt's gone with 81. Kimber?
Come on. No, I'm going to go 78.
Good luck.
Bert Newton is 79. You know what that means? Kimber's out of win! 3-2.
She's slow, but she's coming back.
I'm mate, well, he, this. No, really he's 79, am. But he's got the hair of a 40-year-old.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a hairpiece. Matt, you got spanked then because you were too zip up. What's going on?
Oh, it's a bit like Crystal Palace and West Ham.
Yeah, working it back into form. Week, yeah.
Jeez, that Paul Newman answer. I had to dig the trenches in my brain for that one.
Hello, Newman.
He'll be rapt that he made such an impression.
Surprise quiz at 8-9. The score check is Kimber now 6, Matt 10.
Oh, well done. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon, but you won't know when.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, it was a couple going to marriage guidance and the therapist said, look, why do you want to end your marriage? And the wife said, look, I hate the constant Star Wars puns.
Yeah.
And the husband said, well, divorce is strong with this one.
You know, the funny thing is that there are some Star Wars films that are as bad as that joke.
Blame George Lucas or Captain Paul.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Not even early mornings can stop Clancy, Matt and Kimber. If you want to put a stop to overpriced gas, switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.